The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes, and you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb, well, to me my flesh is so good, so Lord, please turn up your effect. Reverb, hold on. Reverb, ooh, ooh, through my heart. Yes,
hey, what's good, family? This is your girl, Master Minister Tracy, with the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the latest in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music, giving you the best in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Reverb Live Show right here, right now, on this station or on our podcast. But you've got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, we'll read your comments and post them and make you a part of our live episode. Now, checking in and making a comment is so easy. All you have to do is go to Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Instagram Live, and drop a comment, and we will read them live on the air, making you a part of our live show. Listen, when we come back, we're going to check in with the Reverb Live crew. But until then, we have some dope music coming your way. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Queen City, where you at?
Yo, I'm about to go to work on it.
What?
I'm about to move like Adonis.
What?
With the whole strength of a comet.
What?
Up in your space like a Martian.
Yeah.
We are so not of this planet. Jesus is coming back, oh, doing damage. God had it all written out and he planned it. You will get fired if you cannot manage. God is the lover of sinners.
Yeah.
God gave the bread for your dinner.
Yeah.
God gave the blood so we drink it.
Yeah.
Put in our sins of remission.
Homie, that's a metaphor. Take your
push,
put your spirit on the door.
Tell me, will he pass over? Tell me what you mad for. If you got a Bible, would you leave it on the dash for? What?
What?
I need like 400 people. Coming from slums in the steeple. I'm talking about lawyers and key folk. Politicians who be peddling evil. I'ma need you to get with it. God calling me to repentance. So please do not put up your fences. We trumping and burning them bridges.
Yeah, I need like 400 people.
What?
So hunting, pressure never fold under. Praise him through the rain and the storm. When you throw a thunder, call me Armageddon. I've been swimming in the blood river. Trooper, cut you deeper than the lacerated liver. Yeah. Preach him on 400 blocks. I catch 400 shots, shot from 400 glocks. You couldn't clean sin up with 400 mops. You couldn't control us with 400 cops. 400 against us, that's 400 drops. We pull out the chainsaw, that's 400 chops. We will not be silent, my God won't be mocked.
400 doors and we don't even knock. I'ma need 400 people. I'ma need 400 people. Who willing to die but they life on the line. It don't matter, we stand it for Jesus. I'ma need 400 people. I'ma need 400 people. Who willing to die but they life on the line. It don't matter, we stand it for Jesus.
Yeah, I need like 400 people.
What?
I need like 400 people.
Why?
I need like 400 people.
What?
I'ma need 400 people.
Why?
I need like 400 people.
Hallelujah.
I need like 400 people.
Hallelujah.
I need like 400 people.
Hallelujah.
I'ma need 400 people.
Yeah. I'ma need 400 soldiers sober, not blunted. If you sold your soul and then front it, them kind of moves you know I can't stomach. Perfect is not in my vocab. Go take a look at my throwbacks. You see that man, oh he dead now. My new flicks got nothing but toe tags. But let me boast only in weakness. I'm a horrible man without Jesus. I'm an honorable man with his spirit. Without it I'm simply egregious. Don't praise me, don't play me. It's only one Jehovah, no Jay-Z. You crazy, but I am too. And if you riding for the cross, let me in too. Move over, true soldier. I broke up with death with no closure. I back down my flesh with snub noses. I repent from sin and refocus. I might just go in and eat locusts. Cast in my lot and be the brokest. Cause he all I got and he knows it. And I ain't giving my life, he chose. He chose.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Hey, what's good, family? Welcome to another episode of the Reverb Live Show. This is your girl, Tracy the Professor, standing in for DJ Rain. Hey, we have an amazing show lined up, but before we get this thing started, before we get this party started, we're going to check in with the Reverb Live crew. King D, what's good? What's good with you, man?
What's happening, man? Hey, what's happening to our listeners, man, checking in? What's happening to our Heavenly Father who's checking in? And he checked in moments before you did. But as I always say, that is okay, because as long as he checked in before you, you are behind him, which means you're in the right place, man. Mention it being in the right place. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. One evening I was walking out of, as we all know, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And having to be in the right place at the right time was, it wasn't for me, it was for someone else. But I would say this, it was a blessing, because when I first met my wife, right, I met her and she used to see me like carrying umbrellas for people. Just, I was just kind of
Walmart.
I met my wife at Walmart carrying umbrellas. Okay. I guess I should give it context. Now she just kind of knew me as a person to, like, you know, just carry umbrellas for someone if they needed things like that.
Be a gentleman. Chivalry's not dead.
Exactly. I don't know if that's what attracted her, but we'll talk about that another show. And I happened to be at Walmart. And have you ever got that feeling where you're the only one with like a pen and somebody needs a pen,
mm-hmm.
or you got loose change in your purse or your wallet and mm-hmm. it's like they need loose change. I happened to be the only one with an umbrella at Walmart, and it was a parking lot full of people with no umbrella. As a man, seeing a woman walk without an umbrella is something about it where you just, oh, I gotta be in and out this store, but I can't. When I tell you I walked at least two people from the store with an umbrella back and forth. I went to another store and did the same thing, and I couldn't fight this urge.
All right, Mr. Belvedere.
Man, listen, I'm grateful to say that I did it with a desire to do so in my heart.
Okay.
And time on my schedule.
Okay.
Because I don't know if time was there, if my heart would have worked. But nonetheless, I have to say that after I did that, I felt great, right? The one thing that didn't feel so great, after everything was done, I hopped in my car, I managed to stay dry, And then I went to press the gas and I heard, I looked down, my foot was soaked, and I heard my sock in my shoe just go.
Ew.
When I tell you at that point, it was like I was angry. I was like, I don't know if this was worth it. Because I just that sock in that shoe feeling just. It was tough, man. But for all of y'all out there that get those urges to do the right thing, do it. Because guess what? You got a washer, you got a dryer, and God got you, man.
God's got you. Yo, you know what? This week, I actually took myself to the movies.
Okay.
Speaking of going to a certain place, being in the right place at the right time.
Right.
Well, I don't have no real juicy tea or nothing like that to tell y'all for being in the right place at the right time. But it was that I had a gift card for the movies that's been in my wallet since December of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I was like, you know what? The movie theater's back open. What about, let me just go figure out, you know, let me see what's playing in the movies. And there was some action-packed Marvel's movie that had just came out. And I said, you know what? I want to go see it. What is that movie called? Oh, The Black Widow. Yeah, I went and saw The Black Widow. So I went in there. I'm thinking that, you know what? I got a $20. I got a $20, $25 gift card. I'm going to go watch like two or three movies. Mm-hmm. You know, surely the movie theaters have brought the prices down. So I'm going to be able to watch three movies with my gift card. As opposed to cheating and sneaking and going from one movie and as soon as that one hit out and then hop to the next movie. So I went in there, bought my ticket. Y'all, the ticket was still the same. It was still the same.
I've been there.
They did not change the pricing. The pricing is still the same. Listen, though, but the food is still the same as well. They charge Kanye concert prices for their food.
Bro.
I'm joking.
Oh.
They charge under Kanye price because, you know, Kanye, that was too much money for his $50 hot dogs. You know, at least at the movies, it was like $6 for hot dogs.
Yeah.
So I hadn't had a hot dog in a long time. So I was like, ooh, let me get two of those. You know what? Let me get a drink. And yeah. I meant to bring my own popcorn from the house, but I forgot. I was trying to rush to my movie, get there on time. I had a really nice, enjoyable time at the movie theater. Nobody was coughing all over the place in the theater.
That's a plus nowadays.
I was able to enjoy my hot dogs, and I used my gift card, and it was pretty much free. I had to come out the pocket a couple more dollars to get me a snack, but still, it was nice and worth it. So listen, if you're looking for stuff to give the Reverb Live crew, we'll take movie theater tickets,
anytime.
Gift cards as well, because we'll go and check out a movie. So, but anyway, man, I know you guys are wondering where DJ Rain is right now. And DJ Rain, like we said before, he is off on
baby duty.
Baby duty. Him and his wife just brought into the world on July 29th, Araya Nicole Solana Smith.
Yes.
7 pounds, 9 ounces. Such a cute, beautiful girl. And so we welcome her, just like the Smith family is welcoming her. We welcome our new niece to the Reverb Live crew. We got to get her a Reverb Live show onesie.
Yes.
To represent. But anyway, don't go anywhere, you guys. This is the Reverb Live show with DJ Rain. Coming up, we have 1K Few with the song Christian.
Hey.
Run through the street looking for my roof when it came up missing. not your friend. I'm a C-H-R-A-S-T-I-N-N. I'm a Christian. How you gon' say you gon' pull my card, you don't know my pen. They hate when I'm driven in church, should've seen their face when I wore it again.
Where I come from, I done done some things that I'm not proud of. So I can't let the haters get me wound up. So I thank God that he saved me, made me Christian.
I'm a Christian.
Baptized my chain, holy water hit.
Fuck with a nip, cause I've been hurt. You think I'm pimp? I'm just trying to make it home to my kids, home with sips. Run through the street looking for my roof when it came up missing. When I'm in the pain, I'm running on tests, I ain't stunned no pistons. Look at my feet, that's Christian. Look at my coat, that's Christian. Look at my hat, that's Christian. I'm a Christian. Look at my feet, that's Christian. Look at my coat, that's Christian. Look at my hat. Yeah, I'm a Christian. This could've been wildin' in South Beach, had to make decisions. Staying in space like that's so raven, looking at visions. Diamonds on me, break dancing off my wrist, time is ticking. When the shot clock on 3, 2, 1, I don't plan on breaking. I don't wanna be social with your girl, gotta keep my distance. I believe in God and not coincidence.
And I think I'm every day, but he like, don't mention. Freak bro, they in. So I'm going on sin. It's time, no time, ain't more like Richard Millie. I'm so confident, telling me my outfit match my spirit, that's a compliment. When they was straddling, I had to jump the fence.
Like I seen 12.
And now they tryna catch up like they condiments.
Cause I mean well, as a Christian. I'm a Christian. Walk with a limp cause I've been hurt. You think I'm pimping? I'm just tryna make it home to my kids, home with Simpsons. Riding through the street looking for my roof when it came up missing. When I'm in the pain, I'm running on tests, I ain't stunned no pistons. Look at my feet, that's Christian.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Then they're ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your 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 Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand.
What's good, family? This your girl, Movie Tracy.
And Wet Shoes D3.
Yeah. And this is the Reverb Live Show. Man, we have a great show lined up for you. You already heard the song. You already heard the music. Checking in or vibing us or leading us in. But before we get into the Reverb Word of the Day, because that's what that music is for, we want to see who our listeners are. Who are our listeners for today? Our listeners that's checking into the live show.
Man, we got Sheena underscore B underscore Encourage checking in.
Hey.
We got Shani underscore Lou checking in.
Okay.
We got Iconic Radio Magazine checking in Hater. With the show. We also have Quick Biz 24, Markeisha Official, and Jess James 916 checking in with the crew, y'all.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Welcome to the Reverb Live Show.
And we got Kyle Park KR that literally just came in. Like, hold on, I'm not missing the check-in. What's up, Kyle?
We also have even Arthur Middleton, our homeboy Jamie from Canada.
Hey, Canada.
Canada, eh? Is checking in to the Reverb Live Show. Man, I've been checking in with the Olympics a little bit. I think Canada's doing pretty okay.
Okay.
Or at least they're keeping up. USA, we're doing a little something, and you know, China is doing a little something. Italy, you know, whatever. You know, we let y'all do a little something. You know,
we ain't.
So anyway, shout out to all of our listeners out there, y'all. Let's jump into this Reverb Word of the Day. Before I read this Reverb Word of the Day, we want to encourage all of our listeners to read at least one scripture verse a day.
Just one.
So James chapter 5 verse 16, it says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayers of the righteous availeth much."
Amen.
I'm saying it the King James version, but the NIV says the prayers of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
That's real.
So y'all, confess your sins to one another and pray for each other, y'all. The prayers of the righteous. You know what a righteous person is? That person who, they're not perfect, but they're following God's will. They're not the overly righteous. They're not self-righteous. They are godly righteous. They are trying to follow what God said in his word and do things like confess their sins and confess their faults to one another, and then praying for each other so that we can be healed, so that we can grow as one body and move forward. And we can also draw others to the body of Christ, because the prayers of the righteous, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Now, I know sometimes, because I, MMA Tracy, I'm challenged at times. Mm. Like, man, God, I don't feel like praying. Or there's not a real pressing issue that makes you want to just, okay, God, I got to pray right now. But sometimes you just miss God and you just say, you know what, God, I don't care what's going on. I know I got some favorite TV shows that's on. There's a series that's happening. I'm trying to catch up with the Olympics, but I miss you. I want to spend time
real.
With you.
That's real.
I want to open up my word, and I'm just going to kick my feet up, and I'll just catch the replay of everything else, y'all. So anyway, y'all, the prayers of the righteous availeth much, y'all. Confess your sins to one another. Find somebody you trust that's safe, that you feel is safe, even if for this season of life, that you can share your issues with, and y'all can pray for each other, because everybody ain't perfect. We all struggling. We all trying to get on this whole this old heavenly train right here. All right. So anyway, that's been your Reverb word of the day. We want you to stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Father God, I'm praying to you for somebody who knows you, Lord, but just hasn't been seeing you in the right view lately. Let me out.
Father, I'm praying for a friend. He and I are pretty close. And out of all my friends, but this one I'm concerned the most. He say he reading daily, but he ain't really learning. He been in church, but say that he ain't moved by any sermon. His face weak, he ain't prayed in a week. He wake up and just weep with his face in a sink. Lord, you gotta help my man. I'm praying for him daily. He ain't sin, but it just seems as if he going crazy. He say he feeling trapped, can't even hit up the mall. Cause every lady's half dressed, tempting him to lust and fall. He keep the TV off, videos just make him feel that he ain't really nothing without money, girls, and shiny wheels. The other day he told me that he felt less a man cause he ain't have a 5-year plan or a piece of land. And man, it's crazy cause his family thinks so much of him. Plus he got a godly wife who always show a love for him. But he's struggling, even though he talked to me. I tell him what to do, but he don't listen when he ought to be. I'm scared for him cause there's people that look up to him. He got some younger siblings who've been changed by what he's done for them. But is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't want to talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't want to talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Yeah. I'm praying for you. Yeah. I'm praying for you. Yeah. I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. His condition is worsening since we was last conversing. I'm with him now, he ain't doing well, but this I'm certain. He say he's trying to trust you, doesn't want to disgust you, but he was in the midst of sinners and did not discuss you. And just today his anxiety's got the best of him. He knows Christ but for hours refused to rest in him. He's not the best of men, but Lord, I know he really loves you. And I can't understand why lately he's not thinking of you. People trust this dude, you can crush this dude. Father, he needs more of you, I pray you touch this dude. What can I say to him? I'm determined to pray for him. Father, empty and break him, I pray you'll just have your way with him. Cause there's a change in him, and the effects are strong. I pray you'll open up his heart before the next song. And when he gets home, I pray you'll open up the 66 book love letter you wrote and soak it up. Cause he ain't hearing you, and he ain't feeling me. And God, I know it's killing you, because it's killing me. And matter of fact, there's something else he's concealing. See, the person that I've been praying about is really me. Yeah. I'm praying for you. Yeah. I'm praying for you. Yeah. I'm praying for you.
praying for you.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rank.
Good family, this your girl, Master Minister Tracy.
King D3.
And you're listening to the Reverb Live Show. Man, the song we were just listening to was Praying For You by who?
Lecrae.
That's that we old had school. Lecrae in the building. You said that was old school?
That's old.
That's like way back when. That was way back.
14 years
yeah. ago?
Yeah, we got Marcel Hart who got it on the money.
Oh, he knew how long ago it was?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, man. But anyway, y'all, we have an interesting thing going on in the city of Tallahassee. If you are in Tallahassee, Florida, there is an event going on Sunday, August 8th at 11 a.m. called Shoes for School. This is when the Shoes for School team will be giving away free shoes that kids would like Jordans, Adidas, Nikes, LeBrons, all kind of nice shoes. And they even have some sandals for the females that maybe want to, you know, wear some nice Sperry sandals, mm-hmm. or whatnot. They have a lot of things that's going on that day. It's going to be held at FSU's, that's Florida State University's Civic Center, in their exhibit hall, Shoes for School. They'll be passing out free shoes, brand new, not used, brand new shoes. In order for your child to get a pair of shoes, what they would have to do is register on shoesforschool.org. That is shoes, the number 4, and then shoes.org, so that you could register your child to get them a free pair of shoes. And you can also not just register your child, but schedule a time to go by and pick up your shoes. I know some people like to go to church, say, hey, you know, we'll pick up our shoes after church. You know, you can schedule your time, pick a time slot, and go and pick up your shoes. Now, also, if you'd like to be a donor or a sponsor of Shoes, you also can go to shoes4school.org to make a sponsorship or make a donation that way. Also, you could text us. Text 50155. That's 50155. Text the word shoes. Text the word shoes to 50155 to make a donation that way as well. So, again, y'all, the 4th annual Shoes for School event, 11 a.m., August 8th at 11 a.m. At FSU Civic Center Exhibit Hall. Y'all, for more information, go to shoes4school.org. Y'all, we have so much more coming up for you. You don't want to miss it. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Urban Gospel Show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
The Urban Gospel Show
that gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
What's good, family? This is Tracy the Professor.
King D3.
And you're listening to the Reverb Live Show. Y'all, we have a great show lined up for us today. We're going to kick this thing off with this Play It or Pray For It.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, we need to know if we have anybody listening in or checking in with us in our live show.
Most definitely. We got Kerr3189. We got Sheena_B_Encourage, Markeisha Official, Marcel Hart checking in, App Divine Music. We also, Man, y'all heavy. Delight 77 checking in. We got Precision Styles checking in. We got Kyle Park R checking in. And we have, man, Christine Smiles. What's happening? Much
this
love
Smiles
to y'all.
A beautiful name. Smiles.
Yes, absolutely.
So, y'all, we're going to get into this reverb segment called Play It or Pray For It.
Yeah, let's do it,
now,
man.
Now, sometimes we got songs that we be like, oh, man, that's dope. That's vibing, y'all.
Yeah.
Play that thing over and over again. Let's put that thing on loop. We got some songs that's like, well, God, right. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Touch this song.
Oh, my goodness.
And give it some juice. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Crazy,
so anyway,
bro.
Y'all, that's the way it works. Play it or pray for it. So the next song, King D, what song we got coming up?
All right, so we definitely pulling up the song with Celis Hamilton. It's called Same War feat. Brittany Carter. So y'all stay tuned.
So it's called
see
Same
it.
War featuring who?
Brittany Carter.
Brittany Carter by Celis
Hamilton,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Y'all remember how this works. We're going to let y'all listen to it. And while you're listening, when the song is over, you just type in play it or pray for it. All right? All right. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you check in. It's a Reverb Live show with DJ Rain.
The Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live show with DJ Rain.
The ground, I go to the sky. I'm a spirit, I'm soulful, but physically fly. I like rings, cause they never end, like dreams of a veteran that's been in war, been dispatched, but still Confederate flag that marks the spot where my heart was forever changed. Battlefield of addiction, don't take this needle in vain. I lost the same war, four times in different generations. My son's sons was going places until I crashed, laying on the dash of my vices. I lost control, I held a fist, then I slipped and lost my grip, completely missed all his grace, how'd I forget. Sometimes being too careful propels you into abyss. Confused, the jokers I played, the pokers in spades. Not many even focused this way. In Vegas we stayed right on the strip. Was finna dip, Hennessy got me lit, I'm hip. The club is dim, the light was him.
Learn my greatest lessons when I'm mid through a battle. I know warfare is real when I ain't boxing with no shadow. This the kind of talk that only come from experience. Only disconnected when I'm out and I ain't fearing him. Only disconnected when I'm full of myself. Only weak when I am fueling myself. This guilt be coming in waves. My faith feel more like a phase. I leveled up when I found out I could command it to stay. I really wanna be bold. I'm really trying to get free. Sometimes I'm riddled with pain, but I don't welcome defeat. I think I'm coming to terms that I was made just to serve. When trouble jump in the curve, I just combat it with words of grace and mercy. No longer fearing my past, he won't deserve me no way. He won a home and so I made him a place in my heart. Thought I was damaged, was too mentally scarred. It took some time, but now I know nothing can tear us apart. Even when
the comes,
I choose to still believe
I see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that
I
ain't guilty no more. I ain't guilty no more. I choose to still believe I
see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that
I
ain't guilty no more. Guilty no more. Arrest sign in all capitals. Sat on door at the hospital. I emerged out of black and blue. This emergency left me bruised. Justice was served, though I don't remember my turn in prison. Red-handed, they caught me. The evidence clear, still I'm acquitted. G is for the G's I was paying the fee to kill for me. U is for the innocent person who served the bid for me. I is for the vision I thought I had but ain't clearly see. L is for the train I was on when your grace appeared to me. C is for the times that I should have been dead but bullets missed. Y is something that earth will never know but in heaven. Yet. My pastor's telling me, though you ain't into spelling me, the letter's reversed. Him who's under the law will never see.
When thunder comes,
I choose to still believe
I see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that
I
ain't guilty no more. I ain't guilty no more. I choose to still believe
I see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that
I
ain't guilty no more. I ain't guilty no more.
Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
What's good, family? It's your girl, Master Minister Tracy.
King D3.
And you're listening to the Reverb Live Show. Listen, y'all, we just did our song that we played for Play It or Pray For It. All right? Play It or Pray For It. And that was a song that was just vibing just now. And we want to kind of check in with our listeners out there. We hope you had a good listen, a good, critical or artistic ear to be able to tell us, hey, you know, go ahead and play the song or pray for this song. So do we have anybody checking in yet?
Yeah, we got Christine Smiles, who said it got a vibe.
It got a vibe.
Okay. Kyle Park, he's an artist as well. He says I'm waiting on that hook. You know, that hook matter when you're listening to music.
True.
We got Sheena _ Be Encouraged says, play this song. This is nice.
Yeah, okay.
We got someone who says it got a Lupe Fiasco vibe to it. Okay.
Lupe Fiasco
vibe. Then we got another listener saying, hey, play it. I don't even hear the lyrics, but I'll take the beat. It's
you
a vibe.
Yeah. Wait, I'm going back to Lupe Fiasco. Is that the dude who's saying kick, push, coast?
I don't want to co-sign.
I know the name sounds familiar, but I can't think of the song. What was a popular song that Lupe Fiasco sings?
They want to. Y'all heard T put up popular Lupe Fiasco song. But yeah, everybody's saying this about it. They saying, hey, yo, what's this? And I took a risk on this song just to say it got an old school, you know.
I mean, right. Because, you're over this area. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out, hey, look, King D, hey, we need a song to air out to the listeners to see if we're going to play it on our show or if we need to pray for it.
Yeah.
And so you saying you took a risk on this song?
Yeah.
So what was it about the song?
So when I first ran into it, I just heard a verse and the verse was dope, but kind of like Kyle Park R say, well, we're gonna wait for the chorus, and then I didn't know if our listeners was going to care for that old school vibe, because we listen to a lot of new school rap, a lot of new school Christian music. Let's see what they think about the old school. It seemed like he got a pass.
All right. Now, if we take it around the room, we're up here in the studio. If I go, I'm going to say,
uh-oh, y'all,
play it.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say play it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
It gives me the vibes of this old school song. Not like an old school church song. The song is by the school, Digital Planet. And it's called I'm Cool Like That. I'm Cool Like That.
A listener literally just said the same thing.
Yes,
they said Christian.
As soon as I heard it, and then as soon as the girl came in with the song, I was like, yes, that's what I think of. I'm Cool Like That. I'm Cool Like That. But you know, I can't remember if it said anything about Christ or not. I'm sure it did, because I can hear the story, one part of his story saying that person was him, and he was the person that needed the resurrection or the praying for. I don't remember that much, but I was locked into the groove of the song. And so with that being said, I'll give it a good play it.
Yeah. Same here. Well, hey.
That's
anonymous.
Anybody?
Yeah, what? They're going crazy.
They're going crazy.
It's a serious vibe. Play it. Run it. Yes. And they said even yes, Tracy. We got play it in all capitals. And then we have a listener that says play it. Yeah, they love it.
Okay.
They love
almost
it.
Like a good song. You know how you play it? You got your good songs, which you play when you're getting, you know, when you was in the world, you used to kind of get vibing to. I'm going to say vibing.
Yeah.
With an I.
Yeah.
With, and so now you're a Christian, you got some songs that you can get full with God with. So anyway, it's a good vibing song, I'd say. Anyway, don't go anywhere, y'all. We are vibing right here with the Reverb Live Show. Next up, we have our segment of the day, which is aha moments. Anybody guess it or post it inside the chat? Because I know you asked them off the live.
They had some great guesses, but they didn't have
All right, aha moments. Y'all, when we get back, we're going to jump into our segment of the day, which is aha moments. We'll explain it when we come back. Y'all, it's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
What did you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me? What did you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me?
You thought I was falling off and you took it as a joke. Miles mimic a little gimmick, you took it as a hoax. And you see me on Instagram getting shout out by the goal. You thought Pluto was my limit, that ain't even coming close. I've been at it, it's automatic, embedded in my soul. Knew I had it, just had to stack it, invested in my goals. What you know about pouring out your account for your dream? I was broke in Atlanta, I had to lean on my team. Please don't be fooled by the gleam. Best on my back like it's tatted on me. Covered by the blood like 6ix9ine, ratted on me. Ooh. Blessings keep on falling, think it's flatted on me. I be going dumb on the ones that be catting on me. Ay.
Say they wanna stop me. I just swing to the left like I'm rocking. What did you think? I'ma stop at the green light for the red dot, one shot light.
What did you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me? What did you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me? You know what you think? What you think? What you think? What you think was gon' happen? What you think? What you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me?
Here in the West, like I'm Blueface, baby. Yeah, water on my fist, like I'm Boucher, baby. Internet rappers like Two Face. Ain't until they meet the Dark Knight, then it's too late, baby. So you know I got the peace like the 70s. You could catch me, see, walking on the seven seas. Way I lean, man, they think I'm off the ketamine. They got the most high, I don't need amphetamines. Hey, probably bust down the cross before I get it tatted.
Why?
Cause you treasure where your cardiac is. She say you harder than a heart attack is. What you think? Thought you knew that I was hardly average. Yeah. Say they wanna stop me. I just swing to the left like I'm rocking. What did you think? I'ma stop at the green light for the red dot, one shot light.
What did you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me? What did you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me? You know what you think? What you think? What you think? What you think was gon' happen? What you think? What you think? What did you think? You think you gon' take it from me?
Best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, well, reverb, well. To me, my flesh is a threat, so my face turn up your effect.
What's good, fam? This your girl, Tracy West.
And Cooker King Kanye D3.
Oh my goodness. Because why are we giving shout out to Kanye?
Right? Yeah, man, because we just played Kanye West, man, Follow Guy. And that was requested by our listener, man. So that's a listener request for sure.
Now remember, now this is our live episode. So if you want to tune into our live episode, you gotta remember to check us out every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we love to make you a part of our live show. All you got to do is make a comment, put the request in, just like our listener just did, and we'll hit you up, making you a live part of our episode. Speaking of a live episode, y'all, we got a live episode today. Have you ever been at watching a movie or playing a song, playing a video game, and you had a aha moment, like, aha? What movie that come out? Aha! Was that Coming to America?
Yeah.
But have you ever had a aha moment? A moment where something clicked that changed your life, or it made something be more plain in your thinking or in your understanding? Listen up, y'all. When we come back, we want to hear what you've got to say. So if you're checking into our live show, we want you to let us know. Type it in there. Yes, I've had a aha moment. What was that moment like? What was that about? All right, let us know. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
the best urban gospel show. Airing right now, it's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Oh, oh, oh. You see, it's my baby mama. You already know though. Check it out. Hey, they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you.
Want to show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe him. No, I never ever leave him. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, hey. Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your bless up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you.
Saying about me, you can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's alright, you say. He's alright, trust me. And we're going up, he gonna rain down victory. Everything that you need, he can guarantee. Love that will make your whole let it overflow. So here's where I'll be, I just gotta let you know.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here? Say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'll be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate. Neither the time, I gotta wait. The death will separate. Never change my mind. Never from the love of God.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here.
Yeah.
I say forever, let's just be clear. I'm gonna be loving you. I'm gonna be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'm gonna be loving you.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb,
to me my flesh is a breath, so my face turn up your effect.
Good family, this is your girl Master Minister Tracy
and Cooker King D3.
You're listening to the Reverb Live Show. What was that last song that we just listened to?
Man, we had our song. Well, we played Kanye West. We know that Follow God. Did we have Rest of My Life?
Rest of My Life, All of My Life,
All of My Life. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rest of My Life by the Campbells, Erica and Warren Campbell. Their love song. I love that song. Man. So anyway, the topics that we are talking about today is our aha moments. What is a moment that you may have had in your life that you were watching a movie, you were listening to a song, you were cutting the grass and had an aha moment.
Yeah.
That may have changed your life, that may have brought clarity to your life. And so we're going around the room today and we want to hear about what's something that just kind of was an aha moment for you. So, King D, you want to start it off?
Yeah, man, I definitely got to start it off. And one of my aha moments that I had was definitely watching a movie. The movie that I happened to be watching at the time was actually Fast and the Furious.
Which one? Because you know they got like 20 of them.
You know what? And that is clutch because I have no clue. It was the one with cars in it. but it was interesting because when I was watching it, they call him Dumb in the movie. He simply said this: it don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, you won.
Period.
They would all right, T, and they was talking about cars. Of course, it had nothing. There was no reason that this was deep in the movie. Mm. But when I heard it, it immediately was like, "Ha!" It was deep to me. So yeah.
Oh wow, man! I'll talk about one. I was, I think I told you guys about this in one of our last shows, where I was watching a movie and somebody had just received like a miracle to live again, another life miracle. And the person who received the miracle started to like doubt themselves and started thinking about the past and thinking how they have to go back and rectify the past. And then one of their mentors came and told them, say, hey, stop wasting your miracle, the miracle that you just received on past pains. Don't waste what you just got on past pains. And when I heard that, I was like, wow.
That's big.
That's right. That's a reminder. Like, hey, Tracy, don't waste your stuff about what you think people are gonna say. What have they said? What are they gonna do with it? Are they not gonna do? Will family be there to support you? Mm-hmm. Will friends be there to support you? I got you. I got you, God. God's like, I got you. I got you. Don't worry about it. Don't waste your second chance, your salvation on past pains. All of that stuff has been washed under the blood. Move on. Move forward with your life and use your miracle on something that is promoting your future and not uplifting and magnifying your past. So
that's real, man. We got a listener stating, she says, I was watching a commercial and they had this bowl that you could push in and out. She said, from that, the spirit was saying, be ready in and out of season.
Ooh.
That's deep. God will use anything. A commercial?
Ooh.
That's crazy. Salute to you.
We have any of our other listeners saying anything?
Yeah, we have another listener that checked in. They simply said, aha moment was when they realized that they should be a traveling nurse. Mm. And we would love to hear what made you realize that. What was it that God was saying that it just kind of clicked for you?
Oh, wow. Man, I remember I was listening to a song by Breathe Easy called Jezebel. And when I was listening to this song, I was like, I was so locked away that this guy was talking about this young lady's past, how, you know, she was living that fast life. She was a female reviewer. I'm going to say it like that, which is another word for, you know, people can go to a certain club and you can see all kind of things at. So she was a female reviewer. And she was also, you know, did things for money, and how serious it was as a Christian for you to continuously be a Christian and be sold out for God and not waver. When I heard that song, it gave me so much insight to have compassion on somebody else's life. It gave me insight to have compassion on the girl who has been maybe the prostitute, the girl who has been, you know, mistreated, the girl who has been innocent in her heart, but still manipulated by those in leadership, and to have compassion on that person, kind of like a Mary Magdalene.
Anyway,
when I heard that song, that's what I felt and what I thought, and it gave me clarity on other people's lifestyle. It helped me look into my own before Christ days and to bring some level of healing and hope for my own self.
Man, that's heavy. And mention among heavy things, we have a listener that says, man, I was trying to fast and couldn't start. And the Spirit said, it's not about the length of the fast. It's about being obedient to the calling. Mm. He said, I said, aha.
Uh-huh.
For sure, man. We got another listener saying when they were watching a Disney movie called Soul. You seen that movie before? Yeah, pretty dope movie. They said they were like, aha, I'm really a soul, just like 22.
Wow.
That's deep, man.
That's dope.
That's deep. We have a listener that said they heard a line from a movie. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Ooh.
Ooh. Some birds are not meant to be caged, honey.
Woo.
My goodness. That's awesome. All right, y'all, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to the live show. That's it for this episode of the Reverb Live Show. But if you want to catch up on this broadcast, or you want to catch up on any of our past episodes, what do you have to do, King D?
All you got to do is go to iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, and or tune in, like, comment, and share the material, Reverb Live Show.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We love to hear from you. Y'all, that's it for the Reverb Live Show for today. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Depending on where you are in the world, another episode could be on the way. Now, before we get out of here, we're going to play that Jezebel by Breathe Easy. Y'all, it's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Once more, with a silver spoon.
I met her at the airport. She shot me a what's up. Ain't you that cat they call Breevies? Yup. Seen you at the church on 75th. And even though you gospel, I like how you spit. Plus you cute, but what can I do? Cause I like doing the things grown folks do. And you be on that abstinence, and that's cool. But would you be on it if it was just us two? My mouth dropped open, that nervous laugh. No, I'm real with it, I think I passed. I'm looking at her like, man, she cold. 5'9", thick, 21 years old. No, I said, stop it, breathe. Right then, God sent a prophecy. Said, I'm trying to call her to ministry. I need you to teach her how to listen to me. She ain't just another rat trying to get to the cheese. It's just, she's blinded by intimate needs. Many men that watched her life unfolding. You don't want to be one of the ones that stole. So, I'm like, what's your deal? I can't leave you because you don't look well. You in a lot of pain and I can tell. What's your name? She said, Jezebel.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Did you know that you could be part of our live podcast by texting your comments during our live show? It's easy. All you have to do is text 313131 with the message EZ Reverb. That's the letters E, then Z, and then the word Reverb. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Text your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's Reverb, echoing God's word to his people.